Government loans. State and federal government agencies play a relatively minor role as direct lenders in the residential real estate market. Their primary role is to regulate certain aspects of the industry and to encourage home ownership through loan insurance and guarantee programs. Government loans are divided into three categories: F, H, A, V, A, and U, S, D, A. F, H, A loans are fully insured by the Federal Housing Administration, which is a part of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. The Department of Veterans Affairs partially guarantees VA loans. Somewhat like FHA loans, USDA, rural development loans, are fully insured by the United States Department of Agriculture. All three government loans are available through participating lenders. Federal Housing Administration, FHA. The Federal Housing Administration was established in 1934 to improve the construction and financing of housing. A part of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, FHA, provides mortgage insurance on single-family, multifamily, and manufactured homes throughout the United States and its territories. FHA contributions to real estate finance. Since its creation, FHA has had a significant influence on real estate financing. Many of the mortgage loan programs which are taken for granted today were initiated by the FHA. Before the FHA, it was common practice for homes to be financed on short-term interest-only loans. The result was that every few years, borrowers had to renegotiate loans with the lender. The need for renegotiation was a particular problem during the Great Depression of the 1930s, when many lenders were unwilling or unable to renew loans. The result was a massive wave of foreclosures nationwide. Major loan reforms spearheaded by FHA include fully amortized loans, down payment as low as 3.5%, low interest rates, mandatory collection of taxes and hazard insurance premiums in an escrow account, guidelines for borrower qualification. The FHA is a mortgage insurance program that protects the lender from loss in the event of default by the borrower by insuring the full amount of the loan. The lenders bear limited risk because FHA will pay a claim to the lender in the event of a homeowner's default. Loans must meet specific guidelines established by FHA to qualify for insurance. There are two advantages to FHA loans. Qualifying ratios are slightly more lenient, allowing borrowers to have more debt and still qualify. LTVs are very high, allowing buyers with little money for a down payment to purchase a property. Points on FHA loans can be paid by either the buyer or the seller. The FHA currently has 8 million insured single-family mortgages and 12,000 insured multifamily projects in its portfolio. FHA Insured Loan Program, FHA Loan Programs. 203B Fixed Rate Program, 10 to 30-year terms. 203,000 Purchase and Rehabilitation Program. 251 Adjustable Program, available as 1, 3, 5, 7, 10-year adjustable rate. 234C Condominium Program, most commonly used FHA programs. FHA 203B, mortgage insurance for 1 to 4 family homes. The 203B loan is the most commonly used FHA program, and one that stems from the program that saved many homeowners from defaulting on their homes during the Depression of the 1930s. Many young homebuyers just starting out have taken advantage of this program. In fact, the program is responsible for widening the opportunities for home ownership in this country to millions. 203B program highlights: low down payment requirements, as low as 3.5%. Limited lender fees. Limited to owner-occupants. Applications must be submitted through an FHA-approved lender. FHA 203KI, Rehabilitation Mortgage Insurance Program. The 203K loan is a specialized renovation or construction loan backed by the Federal Housing Administration. Section 203K insurance enables homebuyers and homeowners to finance both the purchase or refinancing of a house and the cost of its rehabilitation through a single mortgage or to finance the rehabilitation of their existing home. Section 203(k) fills a unique and important need for homebuyers. When buying a house that needs repair or modernization, homebuyers usually have to follow a complicated and costly process. The interim acquisition and improvement loans often have relatively high interest rates, short repayment terms, and a balloon payment. However, Section 203(k) offers a solution that helps both borrowers and lenders, ensuring a single, long-term, fixed, or adjustable rate loan that covers both the acquisition and rehabilitation of a property. Section 203(k) insured loans save borrowers time and money. They also protect the lender by allowing them to have the loan insured even before the condition and value of the property may offer adequate security. Section 203(k) is the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, primary program for the rehabilitation and repair of single-family properties. Section 203(k) loans are provided through HUD, approved mortgage lenders nationwide, and insured by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, which is part of HUD. Section 203(k) refers to the law, part of the National Housing Act, which allows FHA to make this mortgage insurance available. The loans are beneficial for low and moderate income individuals or families, since the loan down payment can be as little as 3%. While individuals, local governments, and nonprofit organizations may participate as borrowers in the program, the property must be used as a principal residence by an individual or family. There are two programs available under Section 203(k), Limited 203(k), which is designed for homeowners who are not buying or refinancing and need to make minimal property repairs or improvements to ready their home for the market, and the full 203(k), which insures mortgages covering the purchase or refinancing and rehabilitation of a home. Note that the home must be at least 1 year old to qualify. Limited 203(k) program highlights. Up to $35,000 in renovation allowed. Self-directed hire of licensed contractors. Excluded renovations. Structural, architectural, and landscaping. Renovations allowed. Bathroom. Kitchen. Windows, siding, flooring, appliances, painting, decks/patios. Full 203(k) program highlights. The cost of rehabilitation must be at least $5,000. Can be minor to virtual reconstruction. A home that has been or will be demolished is eligible if the foundation is still in place. Renovations/improvements allowed. Structural alterations and reconstructions. Modernization and improvements to the home's function. Elimination of health and safety hazards. Changes that improve the appearance and eliminate obsolescence. Reconditioning or replacing plumbing. Installing a well and/or septic system. Adding or replacing roofing, gutters, and downspouts. Adding or replacing floors and slash or floor treatments. Major landscape work and site improvements. Enhancing accessibility for a disabled person. Making energy conservation improvements. Applications must be submitted through an FHA approved lender. HUD requires that properties financed under Section 203(k) meet structural standards as well as basic energy efficiency standards. Direct endorsement. The term FHA direct lender is a lender authorized to approve loans for FHA insurance without prior submission to FHA, HUD. The correct term is FHA, Direct Endorsement Lender, DE. The purpose of the program is to save time in the mortgage process. For a lender to be eligible for the Direct Endorsement Program, they must comply with fairly strict guidelines set forth by HUD. These guidelines include HUD's review of the company's experience, sound lending practices, financial strength, and overall business conduct. Under FHA's Direct Endorsement, DE program, approved lenders may underwrite and close mortgage loans without FHA's prior review or approval. This includes all aspects of the mortgage loan application, property analysis, and borrower underwriting. F. H. A programs and underwriting guidelines. The following FHA programs and guidelines are provided for the professional in the mortgage industry. What follows is intended to be a resource for mortgage loan originators, underwriters, and mortgage processors. The following information is designed as a guide only. Each lender has the authority to determine what is or is not acceptable in the gray areas or in the strength of the borrower for their company. In addition, many lenders apply more restrictive underwriting overlays to existing HUD guidelines to mitigate their risk. Mortgage professionals are advised to communicate with their lenders regarding specific overlays that may apply. FHA programs and guidelines are a work in progress, and HUD makes changes to the guidelines often. Please refer to the HUD.gov website for updates. FHA Mortgage Insurance Premiums. The FHA is not a lender. It insures the loan. FHA mortgage insurance provides lenders with protection against losses as the result of homeowners defaulting on their mortgage loans. The cost of the mortgage insurance is passed along to the homeowner and typically is included in the monthly payment. Because the FHA is a mortgage insurance program, premiums are paid into a pool of funds, out of which claims are paid when a borrower defaults on a loan. The cost of the mortgage insurance is passed along to the borrower in the form of a mortgage insurance premium, MIP. The borrower pays two premiums, an upfront premium at closing, and an annual premium. When a loan is funded, the FHA charges an upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP. The UFMIP can be paid at closing or added to the loan at funding. The UFMIP can be added to the loan even if it causes the loan to exceed the appraised value of the property. Upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP, calculations. Sales price over value times 96.5% LTV equals base loan amount. Base loan amount times 1.75% equals upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP. Base loan amount plus UFMIP equals total loan amount with UFMIP. The annual premium is based on the loan-to-value ratio, LTV, and is added to the borrower's monthly payment. Example: annual mortgage insurance premiums / monthly mortgage insurance premiums, monthly MIP, calculations. 30-year loan. Sales price over value times 96.5%. LTV equals base loan amount. Base loan amount times 0.55% equals annual mortgage insurance premium. Annual mortgage insurance premium / 12 months equals monthly MIP. Loan limits. The FHA sets limits on the maximum amount of loan funds available to a borrower relative to housing costs in a given area. By law, FHA lenders cannot insure loans that exceed certain amounts based on the metropolitan area or county in which the property is located. Each year, HUD sets the FHA loan limits by county for all 50 states. Information regarding FHA loan limits in a specific county may be obtained at https://entp.hud.gov/idapp/htm/hicostlook.cfm. The minimum FHA national loan limit floor is at 65% of the national conforming loan limit, which is $806,500 for a one-unit property for the period January 1, 2025, through December 31, 2025. The floor applies to those areas where 115% of the median home price is less than 65% of the national conforming loan limit. Any area where the loan limit exceeds the floor is a high-cost area. The maximum FHA national loan limit ceiling is at 150% of the national conforming loan limit. In areas where 115% of the median home price of the highest cost county exceeds 150% of the conforming loan limit, the FHA loan limits remain at 150% of the conforming loan limit. The following table illustrates FHA loan limits for low-cost and high-cost areas. The loan limits are effective for case numbers assigned on or after January 1, 2025 through December 31, 2025. FHA loan limits for all other areas, where 115% of the median home price for the area is between the floor and ceiling, the loan limit shall be set at 115% of the median home price as determined by HUD. Complete schedules of FHA loan limits are available online at https://entp.hud.gov/idapp/html/hicostlook.cfm. Section 214 of the National Housing Act permits loan limits for Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands to be increased to 150% of the ceilings to account for higher costs of construction. Thus, these special exception areas have the potential for higher limits, where 115% of the median home price exceeds 150% of the national conforming loan limit for the year 2025, as illustrated in the following table. Minimum credit scores and loan-to-value ratios. The lenders must review the credit report to determine the borrower's minimum decision credit score, MDCS, except for mortgages to be insured under Section 247, Section 248, Streamline Refinances, and Assumptions. The MDCS will be used to determine the maximum insured financing available to a borrower with traditional credit. The MDCS and LTV ratios for FHA insured single-family mortgages are: borrowers with a minimum decision credit score at or above 580 are eligible for maximum financing. Borrowers with a minimum decision credit score between 500 and 579 are limited to 90% LTV. Borrowers with a minimum decision credit score of less than 500 are not eligible for FHA insured mortgage financing. Borrowers with a non-traditional credit history or insufficient credit are eligible for maximum financing, but must meet the HUD underwriting guidance. Calculating maximum mortgage amounts on purchases. The maximum mortgage amount that FHA will insure is calculated by multiplying the appropriate LTV factor by the lesser of the properties. Sales price, subject to certain required adjustments, or appraised value. In order for FHA to insure this maximum loan amount, the borrower must make a required investment of at least 3.5% of the lesser of the appraised value of the property or the sales price. For purchase money mortgages, the LTV is 96.5%, that is, the reciprocal of the 3.5% down payment requirement. The examples that follow will use 96.5% and apply it to the lesser of the appraiser's estimate of value, or the adjusted sales price. The maximum mortgage on a purchase transaction is calculated by applying 96.5% to the lesser of either the appraiser's estimate of value or the contract price for the property minus any adjustments. Example: sales price $218,000. Appraiser's estimate of value $220,000. Maximum mortgage $21,800 times 96.5% equals $210,370. Down payment $218,000 to $210,370 equals $7,630. The maximum mortgage shown does not include any upfront mortgage insurance premium, and the example does not consider any closing costs that must be paid by the borrower. Interested third-party contributions. A third-party contribution is a payment by the seller and/or another interested third party, or a combination of parties toward the borrower's costs to close. The seller and/or third party may contribute up to 6% of the lesser of the property's sales price or the appraised value toward the buyer's closing costs, prepaid expenses, discount points, and other financing concessions. The 6% limit also includes third-party payment for permanent and temporary interest rate buydowns and other payment supplements, payments of mortgage interest for fixed-rate mortgages, mortgage payment protection insurance, and Payment of the upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP. Contributions exceeding 6% are considered inducements to purchase. Payment of real estate commissions or fees, typically paid by the seller under local or state law or local custom, is not considered an interested third-party contribution. Borrowers, co-borrowers, and co-signers. Borrowers and co-borrowers take title to the property and are obligated on the mortgage note and must also sign the security instrument. The co-borrower's income, assets, liabilities, and credit history are considered in determining creditworthiness. Co-signers do not hold an ownership interest in a property, but are liable for repaying the obligation and must sign all documents except for the security instruments. The co-signer's income, assets, liabilities, and credit history are considered in determining creditworthiness for the mortgage, and the co-signer must complete and sign the loan application. When there are two or more borrowers, but one or more will not occupy the property as his or her principal residence, the maximum mortgage is limited to 75% loan-to-value, LTV. However, maximum financing is available for borrowers related by blood, marriage, or law, such as spouses, parents' children, siblings, stepchildren, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, unrelated individuals who can document evidence of a long-standing, substantial family-type relationships not arising out of the loan transaction. If a parent is selling to a child, the parent cannot be the co-borrower with the child unless the LTV is 75% or less. The following conditions also apply to co-borrower and co-signer eligibility. A co-borrower or a co-signer may not be a party that has a financial interest in the transaction, such as the seller, builder, real estate agent, etc. Exceptions may be granted if the seller and co-borrower/co-signer are related to the owner by blood, marriage, or law. An individual signing the loan application must not be otherwise ineligible for participation. Unless otherwise exempted, for example, military service with overseas assignments, U.S. citizens living abroad, any non-occupying co-borrowers or co-signers must have a principal residence in the United States. Borrower eligibility. The following borrower types are eligible: U.S. citizens residing in the U.S. as permanent resident aliens, non-permanent resident aliens, all borrowers, including United States, U.S. citizens, must have a valid Social Security number, SSN, and must provide evidence of that SSN to the lender. Citizenship and immigration status. United States citizenship is not required for eligibility. When a mortgage loan applicant indicates on the loan application that he or she holds something other than U.S. citizenship, the lender must determine residency status from the documentation provided by the borrower. Lawful permanent resident aliens. For those borrowers with lawful permanent resident alien status, FHA will insure the mortgage under the same terms and conditions as U.S. citizens. The lender must document the mortgage file with evidence of permanent residency and indicate on the Uniform Residential Loan Application, URLA, that the borrower is a lawful permanent resident alien. Evidence of lawful permanent residency is issued by the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services, BCIS, formerly the Immigration and Naturalization Service, within the Department of Homeland Security. Non-permanent resident aliens. FHA will also insure a mortgage made to a non-permanent resident alien, provided that the property will be the borrower's principal residence, the borrower has a valid SSN, and the borrower is eligible to work in the U.S., as evidenced by an Employment Authorization Document, EAD, issued by BCIS. If the authorization for temporary residency status will expire within 1 year and a prior history of residency status renewals exists, the lender may assume continuation will be granted. If there are no prior renewals, the lender must determine the likelihood of renewal based on information from the BCIS. Although Social Security cards may indicate work status, such as not valid for work purposes, an individual's work status may change without the change being reflected on the actual Social Security card. Therefore, The Social Security card is not to be used as evidence of work status for non-permanent resident aliens. The BCIS employment authorization document is to be used instead. Multiple loans to one borrower. To prevent circumvention of the restrictions on making FHA-insured mortgages to investors, FHA generally will not insure more than one principal residence mortgage for any borrower. FHA will not insure a mortgage if it is determined that the transaction was designed to use FHA mortgage insurance as a vehicle for obtaining investment properties, even if the property to be insured will be the only one owned using FHA mortgage insurance. Eligible transactions: purchase, rate and term refinance, streamline refinances, cash out refinance. Property types: FHA's programs differ from one another, primarily in terms of what types of properties and financing are eligible. FHA's single-family programs are limited to 1 to 4 family properties that are owner-occupied principal residences. FHA insures mortgages on real property, secured by detached or semi-detached dwellings, manufactured housing, townhouses or row houses, individual units within FHA-approved condominium projects. The FHA will not insure single-family mortgages secured by commercial enterprises, boarding houses, hotels, motels, and condotels, tourist houses, private clubs, bed and breakfast establishments, other transient housing, vacation homes, fraternity and sorority houses, housing obligations slash mortgage payment history. Housing obligation slash mortgage payment refers to the monthly payment due for rental or properties owned. A mortgage payment is considered delinquent if not paid within the month due. The mortgage must be downgraded to a refer and manually underwritten if any mortgage trade line, including mortgage line of credit payments, during the most recent 12 months reflects 3 or more late payments of greater than 30 days, 1 or more late payments of 60 days, plus 1 or more 30-day late payments, or 1 payment greater than 90 days late. A mortgage that has been modified must utilize the payment history in accordance with the modification agreement for the time period of modification in determining late housing payments. Gift funds. Gifts may be provided by the borrower's family member, the borrower's employer or labor union, a close friend with a clearly defined and documented interest in the borrower, a charitable organization, a governmental agency or public entity that has a program providing home ownership assistance to low or moderate income families, or first-time homebuyers. Gift funds cannot be cash on hand or be from a party related to the transaction, that is, real estate sales agent, broker, seller. Donor's source of funds. Cash on hand is not an acceptable source of donor gift funds. Required documentation. The lender must obtain a gift letter signed and dated by the donor and borrower that includes the following: the donor's name, address, and telephone number, the donor's relationship to the borrower, the dollar amount of the gift, a statement that no repayment is required. The lender must verify and document the transfer of gift funds from the donor to the borrower in accordance with the requirements below. If the gift funds have been verified in the borrower's account, obtain the donor's bank statement showing the withdrawal and evidence of the deposit into the borrower's account. If the gift funds are not verified in the borrower's account, obtain the certified check or money order, cashier's check, wire transfer, or another official check, and a bank statement showing the withdrawal from the donor's account. If the gift funds are paid directly to the settlement agent, the lender must verify that the settlement agent received the funds from the donor for the amount of the gift and that the funds were from an acceptable source. If the gift funds are being borrowed by the donor and documentation from the bank or other savings account is not available, the lender must have the donor provide written evidence that the funds were borrowed from an acceptable source, not from a party to the transaction. The lender and its affiliates are prohibited from providing the loan of gift funds to the donor unless the terms of the loan are equivalent to those available to the general public. Regardless of when gift funds are made available to a borrower, the lender must be able to make a reasonable determination that the gift funds were not provided by an unacceptable source. Cash reserves. Cash reserves are not required on owner-occupied, 1-2-unit properties. At underwriter's discretion, cash reserves may be required as a compensating factor. 3-4-unit properties require 3 months' payday in reserve. Gift funds are not an acceptable source for reserves. Funds borrowed against a 401k, IRA, thrift savings plan, etc., or equity in other properties are not acceptable sources for reserves. Appraisals. A full appraisal from an FHA approved appraiser is required. The validity period for all appraisals on existing and proposed and under construction properties is 120 days. Escrows. Required for all transactions regardless of LTV, non-traditional credit, the lack of credit history, or the borrower's decision to not use credit may not be used as the basis for rejecting the loan application. Some prospective borrowers may not have an established credit history. For these borrowers, including those who do not use traditional credit, the lender must obtain a non-traditional merged credit report, NTMCR, from a credit reporting company, or develop a credit history from utility payment records, rental payments, automobile insurance payments, and other means of direct access from the credit provider, FHA reverse mortgages, home equity conversion mortgages, HECM, allow seniors to convert the equity in their home to cash. The amount that may be borrowed is based on the appraised value of the home, subject to FHA limits, and the age of the borrower. Borrowers must be at least 62 years old. Money is advanced against the value of the home. Interest accrues on the outstanding loan balance, but no payments must be made until the home is sold or the borrowers die, at which point the mortgage must be repaid entirely. Because the home secures the mortgage, no credit check is made on the borrower. HECM loan limits. For the period January 1, 2025, through December 31, 2025, the maximum claim amount limit for FHA insured HECMS will be $1,209,750, 150% of Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation's Freddie Mac national conforming limit of $806,500. This maximum claim amount limit of $1,209,750 is also applicable to Freddie Mac's special exception areas, Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. Borrower requirements. 62 years of age or older. Own the property outright or paid down a considerable amount. Occupy the property as a principal residence. Not be delinquent on any federal debt. Participate in a consumer information session given by a HUD-approved HECM counselor. Property requirements. Eligible property types must meet all FHA property standards and flood requirements. Single-family home or 2-4 unit home with one unit occupied by the borrower, HUD-approved condominium project. Manufactured home that meets FHA requirements. 5 payment plans. Tenure, equal monthly payments, as long as at least one borrower lives and continues to occupy the property as a principal residence. Term, equal monthly payments for a fixed period of months selected. Line of credit, unscheduled payments or in installments, at times, and in an amount of your choosing until the line of credit is exhausted. Modified tenure, combination of line of credit and scheduled monthly payments for as long as the individual remains in the home. Modified term, combination of line of credit plus monthly payments for a fixed period of months selected by the borrower. Borrowers can change their payment plan option for a fee. Mortgage amount based on age of the youngest borrower, current interest rate, lesser of appraised value, or the HECEFH, a mortgage limit of $822,375, or the sales price. Initial mortgage insurance premium,